Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we have been to Donna Hoke's new play, Brilliant Works of Art, and we've been out to Lancaster Opera House to see Rupert Holmes' Accomplice. But I'd like to mention first the passing of playwright Kathleen Betsko-Yale, a woman from Coventry, England, who made her home in Buffalo, New York, had a big success early in her career with her play Johnny Bull, which played at the Yale Rep, directed by Lloyd Richards, made into a film. Locally, she was very active, one of the founders of the International Women Playwrights Conference, teacher, raconteur, actress, and a friend to many.
Well, you certainly wrote a beautiful piece about her on your blog, theatertalkbuffalo.com. I recommend everyone read it. It's so detailed. You have quite a lot of memories.
A lot of memories of Kathleen and her brilliant stories of her colorful life. Kathleen Betsko-Yale. But an appropriate segue, because Kathleen was such an advocate for women playwrights, Donna Hoke's new play, Brilliant Works of Art.
And it is, as the British love to say, brilliant, meaning so layered, so wonderfully fleshed out. Just three characters, but you really feel as if you know them intimately. And what a complicated situation.
And yet a familiar one to many, thinking about this in the theater, you know, the gifts that keep on giving. In a world where we're shocked by nothing in the theater but murder and infidelity. And this play deals with the latter. As the play begins, a young woman law student is sort of contracting to become the companion of a very wealthy man in exchange for tuition assistance.
You phrase it so delicately.
One must be careful.
But she has four roommates. One of them is a starving artist, very energetic young man, played by Johnny Barden. So this seems kind of attractive. She's broke, and at the time, she doesn't have much else going on in her life, romantically.
It is told as comedy. Donna has a very deft and wry sense of humor. Zoe Gonyez, in her professional debut, until recently a Buffalo State student, and by the way, the valedictorian, the President's Medal winner. A most auspicious debut.
Was it Gabby McKinley in the same shoes, but a few years ago?
That program keeps pumping them out, doesn't it? Yes, Gabby McKinley also, same distinction.
Well, let's hope that Ms. Gonia stays in Buffalo. Her face is so expressive, and those flashing eyes, fabulous. But if you ever want to play about the snake in the Garden of Eden, you have to cast Greg House. He could sell anyone the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wasn't it just last year he literally did play the devil?
Yes.
At Roadhouse Travel?
Yes.
He did. Well, then, across the county, getting out to Lancaster Opera House for Rupert Holmes' play, Accomplice. This is from 1990, during that period of time when everyone was trying to duplicate the success of Death Trap and Sleuth. And Rupert Holmes, who also wrote Mystery of Edwin Drood, who also wrote the musical Curtains, which are, of course, murder mysteries, writes Accomplice. And I just thought that Tara Kazarowski popped on this occasion in a way that I just didn't quite expect. And it was delightful. I guess for once they let her play the nasty.
Yeah, all four characters are alternately extremely nasty and extremely charming. You stay with it all the way through both acts.
And just to make it simpler for everyone, I'm going to reveal the end of the play. No.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. On the topic of female playwrights, last night, The Mighty Maisie by Bella Poynton opened at American Repertory Theater on Elmwood Avenue.
With a Western New York setting, and we will be out to see that. The Wanderers at Jewish Repertory Theater also opened last night.
And tonight it's Scenes from a Marriage at Torrance Space Theater. Good to see them back putting on a stage drama.
Though not quite a conventional one. This is Ingmar Bergman. I had gone to New York to see the Eva Van Hove production because Buffalo's Rosalind Ruff was starring in it. Brilliant and complicated piece. Looking forward to it a lot.
Well, courtesy of the TV game show Jeopardy, I'm still enjoying my trip down to Broadway. There have been a lot of clues that were, well, there's something called the frequency illusion, that once you know something, everyone's talking about it, including Jeopardy. Alicia Keys ran a whole category about her play Hell's Kitchen. That was fun. We learned the name that led itself to the Tony Awards, Antoinette Tony Perry. And we also got a beautiful shot of Nicole Scherzinger, the star of the new dark noir Sunset Boulevard. So Jeopardy, it helps to get out and about.
And yet those Jeopardy champions never know the answers to the Broadway questions. It drives me mad. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.